Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Monday, April Fool's, 1st, 2024. I'm Sarah Lane, and I promise the following stories are all true. And now I'm going to sing for you. It was 20 years ago today, Sergeant G-Mail brought his band to play. It be going in and out of style. Okay, I'm not singing anymore. But back in 2004, Gmail offered 1 gigabyte of free storage, which was unheard of at the time. Gmail now has an estimated 1.2 billion users, about 1/7 of the global population. Ilya Brown, Google's current VP of Gmail, says of the milestone, "If you think about the kind of value proposition that Gmail brought to the table when we first started, it was about lightning-fast search. People were sick of email management, spam was everywhere, and inbox storage was tiny," says Brown. In 2008, Google introduced new themes. Now you can get 15 gigs of free storage, and Gmail came to mobile devices in the mid-aughts. And Google has added email priorities, smart replies, summary cards, and the one-click button to unsubscribe from newsletters. In short, Gmail has made big strides, but also somehow feels the same as it ever was. I will never sing again, I promise. Last Friday, Microsoft developer Andreas Freund revealed a sophisticated backdoor had been intentionally planted in xzutils. Now, if you're not familiar, this is an open source compression utility available on a majority of installations of Linux and other Unix-like operating systems. The backdoor was apparently close to being part of an update merged into Debian and Red Hat Linux. Those are two really big distributions of Linux. Freund was recently troubleshooting performance problems in a Debian system that was experiencing SSH issues. That's a widely used protocol for remotely logging into devices over the internet. Specifically, SSH logins were consuming too many CPU cycles and causing errors with Valgrind, a utility for monitoring computer memory. Freund decided to take his findings to the open source security list and disclose the updates were, in his opinion, the result of somebody intentionally planting a backdoor in the compression software, which appears to be the case. Microsoft announced Monday it will sell its chat and video app Teams separately from its Office product globally. This comes 6 months after Microsoft unbundled the two products in Europe in an attempt to avoid a possible EU antitrust fine. The European Commission had been investigating Microsoft's bundling of Office and Teams since a 2020 complaint by Salesforce-owned Slack. Teams was added to Office 365 in 2017 for free and subsequently replaced Skype for Business. Podcast creators know that getting an Apple Podcast feed placement can bring a lot of new listeners and sometimes video viewers to their show. Podcasters can fill out a form, send it to Apple, and sort of just hope to get noticed. Or, as Semaphore reports, maybe pay for the privilege. Last week, 5 of the 7 podcasts that were promoted on the Browse Carousel in the Apple Podcast app were participating in Apple Podcast subscriptions, which Apple rolled out in 2021 for shows to monetize bonus episodes, segments, and other additional content. Semaphore quotes an independent podcaster who says they asked Apple how they could be promoted in the carousel, reporting that Apple suggested that the show participate in the platform's new subscription program. Another podcast source tells Semaphore that Apple has designed the podcast app to offer more features to shows that opt into its subscription product, including reserving slots for them in the top carousel. Hanuki.com reports that Samsung has faced poor yields for 11-inch OLED displays meant for new iPads. Apple has reportedly had to transfer some of the production to LG Display. New iPads are now expected to be announced in May, according to Bloomberg's Mark Gurman. In yet more Google news, the company said Monday it will destroy billions of data based on a class action lawsuit from 2020, which accused Google of misleading users about how Chrome tracked the activity of anyone who used the private incognito browsing option. The lawsuit argued that Google's marketing and privacy disclosures didn't properly inform users of the kinds of data being collected, including details about which websites they viewed. The settlement details were filed in San Francisco federal court, with Google agreeing to destroy the data it improperly collected, plus update disclosures about what it collects in private browsing and give users the option to disable third-party cookies in that setting. Huawei and the U.S. have had quite a time together. The U.S. succeeded in almost killing network equipment and handphone maker Huawei when it imposed restrictions on supplying it with parts or intellectual property from U.S. companies. Huawei has found a new path, riding on some creative thinking and national patriotism. Huawei's handsets are rising in sales in China. All other brands, foreign and domestic, generally falling. Huawei is doing quite well. And the company just announced its fastest growth in 4 years, with revenue up 9.63%, mostly coming from the consumer business. And finally, I'm sorry, just one more Google story today. It is official. On Tuesday, April 2nd, Google Podcasts is shutting down for good. If you're one of the 500 million users using the service, you may find yourself searching for a new option, and you have many. The company said in a statement, after April 2nd, you will no longer be able to listen to podcasts in Google Podcasts. Transfer your subscriptions to Google Music or export them for the service of your choice. And you do have choices. Well, you can't stream anymore after that date. You do have until July to move your subscriptions over, and you have other options beyond YouTube Music. Just another reminder. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes and links to all headlines there as well. I'm Sarah Lane. Thank you for listening, and we'll talk to you next time.
That's the sound of another sale on Shopify in store. Shopify POS is everything you need to sell in person. From payments to inventory, Shopify unites your sales into one commerce platform. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/retail23. Shopify.com/retail23.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.